So yesterday, Rabbi Cohen left us with a question that in the case of Taida, why is it different than the case of Meiser, where he did 20%? We said since half can become Kaddish, therefore we say that that's what happens. Why don't we say by Taida, since 40 out of 80 can become Kaddish, why doesn't that happen? I think that was his question, or something like that.
Good question.
The Shainim answer very simply, I mean, the Shainim answer again, there's a few truths, but the one I understood best is that over there, since it can be done by halves, we say when he said 20%, he meant halves. But since you can't do Meister more than 10%, so automatically what happens is when he says 20%, the Meister goes on 10%. But over here, there's no halves. You can't make half the one challah. So why'd you say 80? Why'd you say 80? There, you said 20%. You could make half of 20%, meaning it could work. There's a way that the words 20% can work. And that is, out of the 20%, each kernel becomes half truma, half meiser. So therefore, even though you use the word 20%, it doesn't contradict the fact that half can become meiser of each one. Whereas over here, you use the word 80. Now, if half the challah could become kaddish, we would say half of each challah becomes kaddish. But the halacha is by chalas taida, there has to be complete chalas. You can't have 80 halves. You have to have 40 whole. And therefore, how does 40 whole get from 80? That's the machlokes of Rabbi Eichel and Rabbi Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, you meant 40 out of 80, and Rabbi Eichel says, that's not what you said. You said 80. But in the case of 20%, it is possible to take 20% and say, Meiser, and it would work on half of each kernel. So the words are not contradictory to what you said. What happens within the context, you took 20% and said you wanted to be Meiser. We say half of each kernel became Meiser. Yes.
Side question. Is there a specific volume for one of the loaves for Toda? So, I mean, in other words, are we separating by number or separating by amount?
Okay, so what happens by Toda is you have to take a certain amount of flour per type of challah. And you have to make 10 challahs out of them. 10 whole challahs. So, and then give one to the kayan. 10 equal sized challahs out of the amount of flour that the Torah prescribed. Everybody's diet is going to have the same size challahs. Correct.
Where did we find that? Where did you look for something like that to answer that question?
Menachos. I mean, it's in Pharisee Gemara. I didn't make this up.
No, that's a
oh, I looked up in Masifta. One of them, apart from this,
what happens in that case of
the... I'm sorry. Yeah. I think I might have to replace you.
No, please, give me a little
in the case of the halves, that it's challah, half a kernel, what happens to Misa?
So what he does is, he separates... It's a good question, what happens to Misa? Now, half a kernel is Kaddish, right? And half a kernel is not. So he has to separate off the half a kernel that's not from somewhere else. And then he sells the Levi. And he says, here is my 20%, which is half Meiser and half Chulin. Half belongs to you, half belongs to me. Let's make a deal. Because remember, a czar can eat Meiser. Not Truma, where you got a problem, who can eat it. As you can eat Meiser. You just have to give it to the Levi. It's a monetary thing. You can sell the Levi, can sell it to you.
He was going to eat it. Why did he do it?
You want to get into this guy's mind, talk to a psychiatrist. I can't help you that, you know what I mean?
Benevolent, he wants to give it away, so I would think right.
Okay, fine. I'll let you write the rest of the script, you know what I mean? It makes no difference to me.
So the part that Kulin, he has to sell first, you said?
He has to separate Meiser off the part that's still pebble. Because half the kernel didn't become nothing, because he didn't separate off of it. Now he has to separate off the remaining part of each kernel from somewhere else. Once he separates somewhere else, now this is half Hulim, half Meiser. And now he goes to the Levi and they strike a financial deal. He could do it B'Zachar Zeh. Meaning he could make half of each kernel cutter. So when he does the basachas, we translate his words to mean he meant half of each kernel.
That's fine.
That's why it can work.
That's why it can work. Yes. Okay, let's go. New sugya, Itmar. Itmar. Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. Now, Rashi explains what Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia is. So I want to do Rashi because the Rishonim have a problem with Rashi. Itmar, Garet, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom of the page. Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. Kiddush Agas Mishtei Achis. He was Mekadosh one of two sisters. Two sisters made somebody an agent to accept their Kedushin from the same guy. He said, I am being Mekadosh one of them. Lepirish Ezemehem. He didn't say which one. The Ein Yachol Lisa Agas Mem. Can't marry any of them. Why? Because the Shem Mesu Achis Ishtai. Because maybe this is his wife's sister, because he doesn't know who is his wife. So therefore he can't marry any because she might be his wife's sister. So now, this is called a Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. Everybody agrees that he cannot ever consummate this marriage because he'd be Ivarkaris if he did. So he might be Ivarkaris if he did, we don't know. Therefore, the question is, does it need a get, or is it a non-Kedushin, or is it a non-starter? Does Kedushin have to be consummatable, if that's a good word I just made up? So does it have to be a Mesurim Labia or not? That's how Rashi explains it. Now, the Rishonim are bothered. How about if a guy marries a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol marries an Amana. That's also not Mesurim Labia. He's not supposed to marry her. Yet we say there the Kedushin is Chal, and nobody questions it. And it's an Isser. So what's the difference? So the Rishonim explain that it depends why that woman becomes Usher. Is it the Kedushin that makes her Usher, or was she Usher before? Let me explain. The Amana couldn't marry the Kohen Gadol before he made Kedushin to her. The Kedushin did not affect his ability to consummate this marriage. There's a Torah Isser to marry an Amana that existed before the Kedushin. It exists after the Kedushin. Here, the reason he can't consummate this marriage is because his Kedushin made one of them Usher as his wife's sister. His Kedushin created the problem. So therefore, that's a Kedushin that made it a Mesurim Labia. Is that a Kedushin or not? If the Isser was there beforehand, so that's an Isser that's there beforehand, that Chayv Elavin, Kedushin is Typhus. We pass him. You can make a Kedushin of Chayv Elavin, and it works. He Ivered Isser, but it worked. She is an Aches Ish now. He would have to divorce her with a get. And if he lives with her, he'd be Ivered Elav. By a sister, his wife's sister, the Isser only came about because of the Kedushin that he made. Therefore, that's Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. The Kedushin created a non-finishable marriage. And therefore, Rava says that's a non-Kedushin, and Abaya says it is a Kedushin. Dr. Gemara, Abaya Amar, where are we? If we're saying Kedushin Labia, where are we? Abaya Amar Havi Kedushin, meaning you need to give a get to both of them. You can't marry any of them, but you have to give a get to both of them. Rav Amar lo have a Kedushin. And Rav says, it's not a Kedushin. Amar Rav. Bari.
If he's a Kohen Gadol, one is a lot, one's a Kohen.
So the Kedushin is not Chal. But here the Kedushin is Chal because when he's marrying, I mean, theoretically, because he's not marrying his wife's sister. He's marrying a girl who's nothing. When he does the Kedushin, there's no, she wasn't his wife's sister yet. He's marrying one single girl who has no erva to him. But the way he set it up is that he won't know whether he's married to her or to her sister. But he's marrying one of the two.
Going to a valid marriage.
There's nothing wrong in marrying one of two sisters.
What was the case of
the question is, why isn't that Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia? What's the difference between this case and the case of a Kohen Gadol making Kedushin and Amana? According to, yeah. Who says that should make a difference? It's one second. The Kedushin should be Chal here too. Why isn't the Kedushin Chal here? He's not being Mekadosh a Chayv Ikrisus. He's not walking over to his wife's sister and doing Kedushin. He's doing Kedushin to a single girl. She's not his erva. Not being Mekadosh's daughter. Not being Mekadosh's mother. He's Mekadosh one girl. The problem is, by not telling me which one, he created a suffix. But the kedushin he did was not a chayv increases. Now, because of what he did, he can't consummate because he might be Ivor Karas. But there was no Isser in the Kedushin. Braver would have to have something to set it up. I don't know how, you know, it wasn't. That's a good child, whether you say Braver or not. Zuck to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Barhina Asberli. Barhina explained it to me. How do I know that? Where do we learn out that a Kedushin that can't be consummated is not a Kedushin? Says ki yigach ish isho bo'olo. Man marries a woman and he lives with her. So the fact that the Torah juxtaposed yigach bo'olo is a regular marriage. Kedushin amsurim lebiyah the kedushin. A yikach that can lead to bo'olo works. Kedushin she'em amsurim lebiyah have a kedushin. The juxtaposition of the word marry and live tells us that marriage has to be livable. Rashi. Bahina Asberli, Habineni Zavarzeb, he explained it to me, Shilcholni Lovi Lairayim and Atayra, that I can prove myself from the Tayra. Kigach Ish, Dainu Kedusha Kesem, the Gamino Luki Kedusha, we learned how Kedusha Kesem, Sibola, the Beina Ruya Labia. We need it to be able to be consummated. So now we have a Machlokes, it's called Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia. Abaya says it is a Kedushin, Rava says it's not a Kedushin. And we're going to try to spend the next three quarters of a blot trying to prove either Abaya or Rava. Who's right? Talk to Gemara. Tanan, our Mishnah. Hamekadesh Isho Bita.
So Rava brought a proof, but Abaya doesn't bring
it. Rava brought a proof from the Torah, but it's not a. You don't have to learn that proof. It's his way of reading the Pasuk. You don't have to say that they go together. That's how Barahina, in fact, the Achrenim point out, Rava said it before he knew this proof. Rashi explains, Barahina tell me I can bring a proof from the Torah. Meaning Rava had said it before, and Barahina was kind enough to tell him, by the way, the Pasuk reads good according to you. That's how Rashi said. Rashi doesn't say Barahina taught me that halacha. Rashi said, if you look at Rashi, Habineni, he made me understand Davarzeh, Shecholni Lovi Lairayim and Atayra, that I can bring a proof from the Tayra. Meaning, I said it, and Barhina said, you know, you have a backup. There's no reason he doesn't read the Pasuk that way. You don't have to read the Pasuk that way.
Zakhti Gemay Tanah. So, because we can't allow this person to take one of the girls.
Correct.
And in Kohen Gadol, we're allowing him to take the.
No. We're gonna sit on this all day. And Kohen Gadol couldn't marry her before his kedushin. The kedushin didn't create the iser. Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia means the kedushin made it that you can't do the bia. That's how the Rishayim explained it. You're right. If you took the word simply, then a Kohen Gadol's Kedushin should not be a Kedushin. You're right.
Is it only by Urias? Is there any other?
That's the only thing that Kedushin makes the answer.
So any relations, the girl and her mother, he makes the.
Exactly. If you're not usher till the Kedushin, that's a Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. That's how the Rishayim explained it. Zakti Gemara. Tanan, our Mishnah. Hamekadesh ito bita, aisha v'achayse ka'achas, einem u'kadoshes. If you do Kedushin to both simultaneous, that's what our Mishnah said, Hamekadesh a woman and her daughter, or two sisters, ka'achas, together, they're not mukadoshes. The inference is, what if you would have said one of the two? You wouldn't have said both, which is the case in the Mishnah. You would have said one of the two. Then it would have worked. Mekadeshes. The Mishnah only says because you're doing two together, that can't work. But according to, if you would have done one of the two without specifying, mashma, both would need a get. But by my kedushin shemus from lebiyanidu, chuf to the rubber. Amalok rubber utamech. So rubber comes back, and he says, the Jewish way of answering a question. You have a question on me, I'll ask a question on you. Which proves us both to have to rethink how to read the Mishnah. Because if your way doesn't make sense, and my way doesn't make sense, so we have to figure it out. But don't come and ask me for the Mishnah when you yourself have a problem with the Mishnah. That's Rava's response. This Mishnah has a problem. You have a problem. I have a problem from the first part of the Mishnah. And I will show you that you have a problem from the second part of the Mishnah. Therefore, we each have to make corrections in how to understand the Mishnah. That's what Rav is saying to Abaya. That's the ultameich. And the way you understand it, what are you going to do with the rest of the Mishnah? What's the rest of the Mishnah? Let's read the case. Eima Seifa. The Mishnah tells us a story. Ma'ase b'chamish nashim. A guy had five wives. Who behem shtei achyas. And there were two sisters. Velikat echad kakalu shoteinim. And one guy picked a basket of fruit, of figs. Shalahem Maisa belonged to the girls. Rishoshviya Saisa. It was Shemitah, so therefore it didn't belong to the girls. He said, I want to marry all five of you. And the Chachamim said that the sisters aren't Mekadeshes. Again, he tried to do the sisters simultaneous. So that's so far, Abaya is fine. It has nothing to do with Kedushin Shemus or Mlevia. However, the diak is, Achyas Udeidah Mekadeshes, Hanachyas Mekadeshes. The Mishnah says the two sisters aren't Mekadeshes, but the three other ones are Mekadeshes. He said, five women. I want to marry all five of you. They all made one shliach. He ended that shliach five prutas. He wanted to marry all five of them. The Mishnah says three of them are married to him and two of them are not married to him. Problem is, hey chidami, what did he say? Did he say, I want to acquire all of you? I want to marry all five? At v'chamor hu. V'at v'chamor lo kani. This is a Gemara in Baba Basra, I believe. The Gemara says, a guy gives a present to somebody, and he says, do me a favor. I want to give 50% to you and 50% to that donkey. I want that donkey to own 50%. This guy wants to give a present, 50% to Reuven and 50% to a donkey. Zakta Gemara, it doesn't work. Because since the donkey can't acquire things, so Reuven doesn't acquire with this kinyan either. That means one act of kinyan that can only work halfway doesn't work. It can only work to certain part, not to the other part, doesn't work. That's called at v'chamar. The Gemara uses this. People don't give presents to donkeys. The Gemara uses this to somebody who wants to give a present to two children. One that's born and one that's still a fetus. And we're going like the Madhyama that you can't give a present to a fetus. And he says, I want to give you 50% and the fetus 50%. So the Gemara, since the fetus can't acquire 50%, and it was one act of kinyan, therefore, it can't work on the half of the guy that's still, that the kid that's born. That's what the Gemara says. It's called at v'chamar. You and a donkey. The fetus, for all practical halachic purposes, is considered a donkey. It doesn't work. So if you walk over to five women, the shliach who's for five women, and say, I want to acquire all five, and two can't work, then none should work. This is the rule that either the thing works or it doesn't work. You don't have partial in one act. Here you're having three Mekadeshes and two not Mekadeshes. How can that work? That's Atma Kamar. You're trying to get three out of five. It's like saying, give it to you and a donkey, or you, whatever the case is. It can't work.
Yeah, but the case of the donkey can never be Konah. If these sisters would not have been together, or just...
But the bottom line is, what he's trying to do now is give it to five girls at one time, and he can't acquire two of them. There are donkeys vis-a-vis Kedushin. They are. The way he set it up, they're donkeys.
About a fetus, a child?
I'm saying that the case of both the fetus came in the case of donkey. Both. If you go with Manyamas and Akona, both are out of the Parsha of Kinyan. Have a nice day. Good. Here, the problem is because they both happen to be sisters at the same time in this situation.
Not every difference makes a difference.
Maybe this one does.
It doesn't. Why should it make a difference? The Kinyan is being made by only half can work and the other half can't work.
How is this problem with Abaya?
So far, not. We haven't gotten to that part yet. And we'll have to wait for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.